You're listening to the Explore Careers Podcast Network. Each week, we'll be bringing schools one-on-one discussions with some of Australia's leading organisations, talking all things careers and employment. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the chat.
Hey guys, with Mitch here from Explore Careers. We're lucky enough to have Emily Bryant from CPC on the phone today. Thanks for joining us today, Emily.
You're welcome, anytime.
Jumping straight into the deep end, I guess the best way to do things. Are you able to tell us a bit about your current role at CPC?
So my current role for CPC is the station manager for Ayrburn Station in the Northern Territory. Our station is situated between the towns of Katherine and Kununurra. We're about 170 kilometres east of Kununurra, which is in Western Australia, but we're actually in the Northern Territory. So my role is the manager, so I oversee the operations of the station, day-to-day management, budgeting, staff, livestock movements, so a bit of everything really. It keeps me busy.
Yeah, nice. So how did that all start? How did your career kind of come to be with CPC?
So my career started way back in 2008. I was studying university in Queensland at the time, and I was mid-year and I needed a break, and I thought I'm going to go away to the Northern Territory. A station cook's position was available, so I jumped on that and I took that, and that was at Humbert River Station at the time. So I went straight up to the Northern Territory and started being the station camp cook. And didn't look back. I did 18 months of being the cook, and then I went into the stock camp after that, and then just progressed my way up to head stockman, and then overseer, and then to manager.
Yeah, lovely. So obviously a few exciting things there. If you had to narrow it down, what do you reckon your most memorable experience would be so far at your time at CPC?
Probably my most memorable experience would be when I moved from Newry Station, where I was the head stockman, and I transferred across to Argyle Downs as the overseer, and I was the overseer for roughly 6 or 7 months. And then positions changed, and I was offered the position of actual manager of the station. And once it sort of all sunk in, and I probably sat back and looked back where I was and what I was doing, it was a big realisation as to actually how far I'd come and what I was doing. It's just when I actually got to where I wanted to be at and how I'd worked so hard to get there, and just realising that, you know, my hard work had paid off and I was just looking to the future after that.
Yeah, for sure. So obviously, as I'm sure you're aware, this podcast goes out to secondary schools and secondary school students across Australia. What advice would you give to students who are listening in now if they wanted to start a career at CPC, perhaps?
My biggest advice, Mitch, would be it doesn't matter what position you hold on the station, whether you're the governess, the cook, the boorman, or a station hand. The biggest thing I've found once I've got to managing staff is it doesn't matter what your capability is. If you've got the will to want to learn and you show the initiative to want to learn, it can take you absolutely anywhere. Myself as a manager and have been a head stockman, if you've got one of your staff members that is just so keen to learn and wants to learn, it's just a real motivator for you as a leader to stand beside them and teach them what you can.
Yeah, lovely. No, that is perfect advice for any students listening in. It sounds like CPC is a place to be by the sound of things. So thanks for your time today, Emily. I won't keep you any longer. And no doubt we'll hear more from CPC in the future.
No dramas. Thanks for that, Mitch. Appreciate it.
Cheers. Thanks, Emily.
Thanks for listening. For more information, visit explorecareers.com.au and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.